Kentucky and Buffalo matched up for a shot at the Sweet 16. Who saw that coming? This is a look at Kentucky basketball.
When it comes to Coach Cal, Coach Stoops, and the rest of the UK coaches, they want nothing but the best on their teams. And when it comes to beef jerky, go for the best. Mingy Beef Jerky. Hi, it's Tom Leach. I grew up in Paris, Kentucky, and Ronnie Mingy and his family were neighbors. And this is still a family-owned and run operation. And they care as much about giving you a high-quality product today as they did when Ronnie started making this beef jerky for his family and friends. That's Mingy Beef Jerky. Grab a package today. Check them out on the web at MingyBeefJerky.com or look for their page on Facebook.
College basketball's youngest team played like it in the second half last night, but Kentucky was able to survive and advance against Davidson 78-73, and now will face the surprising Buffalo Bulls, upset winners over Arizona in decisive fashion, here in Boise on Saturday for a chance to go to the Sweet 16. This was Coach John Calipari after the game.
We didn't have the energy. I don't know if the anxiety of playing and all the stuff zapped some guys, but we were kind of running in cement. Again, focusing on the things that we had done in the first half, I think they kind of thought we were just going to win the game. But this is a new experience for these guys. They haven't been through it.
Shea was struggling to make shots for about two-thirds of the game, but, man, what a stat line, and was he ever good down the stretch for you?
Well, he plays to win, and he plays to make plays. He's not trying to be cute or anything else. He goes and gets balls. You know, it's important. I had to sit him a little bit to try to see if he was maybe too winded. But I like what he did. And at the end of the game, he took over and made his free throws and grabbed the ball and got it in and all that good stuff.
Amazingly, Kentucky was outscored 10-0 on three-point baskets and still won. And a nearly 40-year-old streak of making at least one three in a game for Kentucky came to an end after 1,047 games. Tom Leach with a look at Kentucky basketball.